Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Surely you know. Every word of God proves true. He's a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Two things I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Once far off, but now invited, we approach your sacred throne. In your covenant, united, reconciled, redeemed, made one. Now revealed to Eastern sages, see the star of mercy shine, mysteries hid in former ages, mystery great of love divine. Lord Heavenly Father, bless us in through your word. Your word is the truth. Amen. Dear friends of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the watchword for this week is cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. In this passage from Proverbs, we have got three different paragraphs, each one which seems rather disconnected. The first of them is a rhetorical question. Surely you know this God, your Lord, who is the living one over and has control over all. He, the shield to those who take refuge in him. He, the one who lives in the cosmic heavens and divine expanses. All the earth is but a footstool to his glory and might, not just a tribal God, but the one who has made heaven and earth and has all authority even today. There's nowhere beyond his reach or control. If you would go to the ends of the cosmos, he'd already be there. His hands have gathered up the wind. He has wrapped up the waters in a cloak and determined their bed and territorial locality, as we read here in Proverbs. Rivers which were unknown to the writer were still formed and shaped by him, be it the Mississippi, the Amazon, the Danube, or the big rivers on this continent, the Nile, the longest of them all, Congo, Niger, but even those in our country, the Orange, the Limpopo, the Zambezi, but also those in the Far East, the Ganges, the Yangtze, or called the Chang River, or the Yellow One. Even the continents are his, and the very ends of the world. What is his name? It is he who is, who was, and will be the Alpha and Omega, the Lord of hosts, Lord Sabaoth, Jehovah, God of Israel and all the world, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, who brought out Israel from Egypt and brought them into the promised land. He, the Father of the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the Virgin Mary, true God and man, very light of very light, very God of very God, the Messiah, Son of Man, Son of David too, who lives and reigns with the Holy Spirit, one God, undivided unity, most holy Trinity. Surely you know him. Surely you do. Well, he's the one you are to trust, love, and fear above all else. He's a shield to those who take refuge in him. He's the sure rock, fortress, and true redeemer. When he speaks, it is there. He's the very truth and blessed reality. Every word of his is flawless, pure, and most holy, as we read. Effective, efficacious, powerful to destroy all opposition, quell rebellion, and overcome all adversity. Even if he does it in ways way beyond our comprehension and much different than we would have thought. Just think of the cross on this day of the Holy Cross. That's why it's wise and prudent to take good note of his revelation, because it is so different to what we would have thought in the first place. His godly communication is core and structure of all, and it remains in eternity, the essence of all being, of him who is going to be and is already all in all. That's why we should listen carefully and pay close attention to his very utterances, like a maid servant attentively concentrating on the hands of her mistress. And we should be even more careful than she would be, holding it sacred, gladly hearing and learning it by heart, keeping it in our minds and thoughts and meditations day and night, chewing on the words as a cow on the cud, not just tying it to our wrists and foreheads or posting it to our walls and Facebook outwardly, but keeping it in our very hearts and inmost being, concentrated, focused, and absorbing, not letting one of his announcements falling by the wayside or neglecting any of his testaments. For everybody who hears these his words will be like a wise builder who builds his house on a rock and firm foundation. When the storms of life come, they will not be able to pull down the faith and trust and hope anchored in these very firm foundations. That is why already in the days of old, he was pronounced blessed, whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night. For he is like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in season, whose leaf doesn't wither. Whatever they do prospers. For the Lord watches over their ways, and that is because he is who he is. Surely you know him. Surely you do. Therefore, because he is who he is, and because his words are like they are, therefore do not add to his words, just as foolish as it would be to subtract from them too. Or he will rebuke you, it says, and prove you a liar. Who would argue with him? For surely you know him, and it would be folly to argue with him. You'd always be proved in the wrong. Just like Eve in the garden, who wanted to add to the law of the Lord, saying, we're not even allowed to touch it. Being more Catholic than the Pope himself, it is folly, as I said, and therefore let it be. It is by the grace of God and through the working of his Holy Spirit that he leads and guides his church in the truth, his word being the truth, and away from false teaching, heresy and sectarian falsehoods. So that rather in great unanimity and faithful restriction and concentration on the truth, we remain in that what the living God himself has entrusted to her in the Christian faith. There's no prophecy to be expected that contradicts his testaments, that goes against the word of truth as revealed in him who is the word that became flesh. No revelation that goes against the prophecies of old and the gospel of the apostles. Rather, we should hear, learn, trust and teach, preach and confess all of that which he has entrusted to us in the days gone by, and through which he even today continues to maintain and build and expand his holy Christian church to the ends of the world. Grateful for this bright light of the gospel that he has brought to shine throughout his church, throughout all the ages, even in our lives and worlds, keeping and maintaining us through all afflictions and hard times. Don't expect innovations by latter prophets, be they called Muhammad or David Smith. They pop up in all cultures, these false prophets, also even in our towns and townships, as we have noticed in the last months. Eat the snake or drink the petrol and you will be blessed beyond imagination. You'll be on fire, I'm sure, but not the kind you'd expect from Pentecost. There's but one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ himself. He, the life, the light, the truth and the way. Everybody who denies him as Lord and Savior is but a poor liar, a deceiver who doesn't know the truth. Knowing him, and I'm sure you do know him, you stay with his word, which is flawless, as we heard. We are encouraged to find sanctuary with him and also to pray to him, because where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am right with them. And ask, and it will be given to you. And that's why we take up the twofold prayer of the preacher as our own. Two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me, because he who stands might fall. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? I might forget him whom I knew in my younger years. Or I may become poor and steal, and so also dishonor the name of my God. So God, strike a good balance for my life. Not too much, not too little, just right. Firstly, therefore, Lord, keep us in your truth. Your word is the truth. That's why we read, hear, learn, study
the Lord, all the earth.